All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. We have on with us today our dear brother, Center Saved. He's going to give us another storm warning. Hopefully, we'll have a good message from the Holy Ghost today. I ask that everybody, please take what we cover today in prayer, and that you pray for this country, for the safety of our people, for the safety of your own family. There's a lot of danger, a lot of chaos going on right now. And never there has been a time in our history that we've seen such depravity in America. And I'm afraid to tell you that it's only going to get worse from here. But if you cover yourself in the blood of Christ, if you stay prayed up, you stay doing what you're supposed to be doing, all will be well. And we will trust in the Lord. So, brother, without further ado, please take it away.
Roger that. Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Center Save coming at you on American Vindicta YouTube channel, operated by Mr. Doug Thornton, and also Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, shortwave world band radio at 9.350 megahertz, also 9.350 kilohertz. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Friends, please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners. And free grace, that is to say, Almighty God, and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Flee to Christ. That page is the brightest in which most of Christ is found. That sermon is the brightest sermon in which most of Christ is heard. That life is the brightest life in which most of Christ is seen. Without Christ, religion is a sunless firmament. The home is no abode of peace, and prosperity is an adverse flood. Without Christ, birth is no boon, life is no gain, and death is a downfall into an unfathomable abyss. Can I know all this and not beseech men to make Christ theirs? That's an old-timer preacher, Henry Law, maybe 300 years ago. So the Lord Jesus is standing next to all these lost religious Jews, and he asked them, "What think ye of Christ?" Matthew 22:42. So I ask the question again, folks out there, what do you think of Christ? I am ashamed of my thoughts of him. They are so poor and so unworthy of him. He is so great and so glorious and so good and so gracious that I cannot think of him as I desire to. Do you inquire what I think of his person? He is the chief among 10,000 and the altogether lovely one. He unites himself deity and manhood. All human beauties, all divine, in my beloved meet and shine. Do you ask what I think of his work? It is perfect. His obedience is spotless. His atonement is complete. His work of redemption is accomplished, as he cried out in a victorious shout. It is finished. Do you ask what I think of his love? Ah, here it is that I am most at fault, and no wonder, for his love surpasses knowledge, its height and depth, its length and its breadth are immeasurable. His love is free, unchanging, and eternal. It is unparalleled. It is dying love. He loved me and gave himself for me. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But listen carefully, friends. But Jesus laid down his life for his enemies. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. And from Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And that was from an unknown preacher of righteousness. Oh, friends, I think you're going to find some of these really interesting and encouraging. These are gospel gems from preacher Augustus Toplady. Some of you may have heard his name before. He's the author of the old hymn, Rock of Ages. Augustus was from 1740 to the year of our Lord, 1778. Okay, number one, grace finds us beggars and leaves us debtors. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling. Number two, when Christ entered into Jerusalem, the people spread garments in the way. When he enters into our hearts, we pull off our own righteousness and not only lay it under Christ's feet, but we even trample it upon ourselves. Number three, grace alone makes the elect gracious. Grace alone keeps them gracious. Grace alone will render them everlastingly glorious in the heaven of heavens. Number four, the church of the elect, which is partly militant on earth and partly triumphant in heaven, resembles a city built on both sides of a river. There is but the stream of death between grace and glory. Number five, the greatest judgment which God himself can in the present life inflict upon a man is to leave him in the hand of his own boasted so-called free will. That's scary. All right. Here's another great message. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He was the disclosure to man of what God is, so man was left without an excuse. Christ came and showed God to man, and man hated God with a perfect hatred. The fullest exhibition of divine love was answered by the fullest exhibition of human hatred when they crucified the Lord of glory at the cross. That was preacher Scott Richardson, who's with the Master in Paradise as we speak. Psalm 130. Verse 2 through 5, Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. And a reading here from Hebrews 3:14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. What is the beginning of our confidence? When I first looked to Christ, I did not have any experiences I could look back to and have confidence in. In the beginning of my spiritual life, Christ was my only hope. I was nothing but a sinner needing the Savior. False religion tells us that it is fine in the beginning, but you need to progress past that. But I find in my own experiences, friends, that I have not got an inch past that. You can criticize me for that if you want, but the Word of God tells me that I will be a partaker of Christ only if I hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. The only peace this sinner ever experiences is that peace of knowing that although I am nothing but a sinner, Christ is all I need. Only those who look only to Christ are made partakers of him. And I believe that was from preacher Todd Nybert. There is no other Savior but Christ to look to, no other mediator between God and men to make use of, no other physician of value for diseased and sin-sick souls to apply unto, no other foundation but his blood for polluted souls to wash in and be cleansed, no other city of refuge or stronghold for souls sensible of danger to flee unto and be safe, no other to come to as a bread of life where hungry souls may be fed, no other place of rest for those who are weary and heavy laden, nor is there any other where there is plenty of all grace and security from every enemy as in him. And therefore, to whom can they recourse but to him, the Lord Jesus Christ? That was an old-time theologian, preacher John Gill. A reading from John 6:60. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. From the standpoint of God's eternal decree, it may be truly said that believing sinners will not turn away from Christ because they cannot. But from the standpoint of the believer's experience, it may just as truly be said that believers cannot turn away from Christ because they will not. And this is not presumption. It is the simply saving childlike faith and trust of a believing sinner, a true believer. The desperate need of his soul can only be satisfied in Christ Jesus the Lord. That was from preacher Maurice Montgomery. Oh, some preacher said something very powerful, Doug and friends listening. Let's check this out. It is hard to say which is worse, the atheist who says there is no God or the lost, unregenerate religionist who maintains that God cannot do as he pleases. Huh. A reading from Psalm 148, verse 1 through 4. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Amen. That's great news. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. From Isaiah 26:1. What walls and bulwarks are to a fortress, an enclosure of safety, salvation is to the church and people of God. God's saints, those who are born into his church and kingdom, are kept eternally secure in his salvation. The believer's safety and security is not his will and not his works and not his worth or even his faith, but God's salvation. We believe in the infallible security, perseverance, and preservation of every believer because we know that salvation is God's work alone. And from Ecclesiastes 3:14. And we know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. This is our security, people. Unto God's purpose, Christ's blood and the Spirit's work can... Let me read that again. This is our security. Until God's purpose, Christ's blood, and the Spirit's work can be nullified, God's elect are safe and secure. These are the walls and bulwarks of salvation. And of course, his purpose, his blood, and the Spirit's work will never be nullified. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. The master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One of Israel, HaKadosh Yisrael. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from or where you live, what life is like where you live, and how the reception was either on the shortwave radio or on Mr. Thornton's YouTube channel. And speaking of Doug, hey, you folks, please put together some Federal Reserve notes and donate to American Vindicta. It's a great broadcast. Doug does a good job. All right, enough of that. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King of Saints, and King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man, that was powerful.
Wow.
Brother, I got to ask you.
I just pulled you up. Now I can see you.
All right. Hey, I got to ask you a question.
Shoot.
With the stuff that's happened recently with the shooter at Nashville, Tennessee, where do we find relevance in scripture with the times that are happening right now? Obviously, that's a loaded question, and we could probably turn to almost every book in the Bible and find the relevance, but where is it speaking in your heart now?
Well, the preacher of Israel, King Solomon, he said something very interesting. He said, man at his best state is altogether vanity. In one of Paul's epistles, speaking of the days you and I and the listeners are in right now, the scripture says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And the word seducers in Greek is really pretty wild. It describes the reanimated corpse in the White House. The word seducers means peeping, muttering like a wizard. I kid you not. And so everything's, even secular scientists that don't believe in Almighty God will tell you the law of thermodynamics. Everything is breaking down. We see it. And the Lord's got the whole planet in like a pressure cooker. Because remember, I may have told you guys last time that the word tribulation literally means pressure in the Greek. And so, like, when we were little children, we had hardly a care. You know, life was so much more peaceful. The violence is, we talked about this earlier. It is going to increase. And some of the, about that, I don't even call them transgenders persons. That's just ridiculous. But that shooter, you should have heard some of the statements coming out from these weirdos that support that kind of nonsense. Well, I'm almost hesitant to even talk about it. Somebody on InfoWars was, I forget the guy's name, but man, he was on fire. And basically, they want to behead Christians. They want to shoot, stab, dismember. It's going to get really bad. But remember, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and he delivereth them. I'll go silent for a minute because I'm sure you might have some good points and questions.
Well, you know, this is what I consider. There's a lot of vitriol and hatred that's being spread upon the internet. The internet is probably one of the worst things we've ever created in terms of communication for human beings.
Man.
Because it gives you a false sense of toughness. And I last night, I was on Twitter, and I'm just scrolling through, looking at all the comments from everybody, from the left, from the right, from conservative Christians to even those who are on the far left. And I was just so disenchanted, so disheartened by everything that I was seeing that I decided to delete Twitter, because I can feel whatever it is that's on that app, whatever it is that Twitter is pushing out, the vibes are just bad. They're bad. A lot of evil. There's a lot of sickos seducing people on there. And for my Christian heart, it's just not doing me any good to stay on there. I wanted to be relevant with the news that was happening because, you know, mainstream wise, there's not too much out there. They only cover the things that they want to cover and not what's actually happening around the world. And there's websites that actually cover relevant things, but I do know them. So I'll go back to using them. But I thought Twitter would be the place, and it's just not. It's filled with racists. It's filled with violence, left and right, gratuitous violence. I've seen enough of that. I have seen more than my fair share of violence and death, and I just don't care to do it again.
Right.
I don't want to do that to my mental health or my spiritual health, right?
Yep.
And I took the wise counsel of my wife, and I deleted it. And I'm glad I did. I feel like a burden was lifted off of me.
Good.
And let me tell you something, man. What I see is a lot of people who are being the internet warriors. They're saying a lot of things about a lot of people, all right? And this is from the right and the left, that they typically would not say in front of your face, more especially from the left. The threats of violence, the threats of death. Katie Hobbs, secretary, threatened to kill people, and now she's had to step down. Just
heard
absolute weirdos and sickos. And parents,
lunatics.
Parents, if your kids have Twitter, delete it. If you got Twitter, delete it. You really don't need it. Get back into the Bible. Get back into prayer. Get back into talking to people. And do something constructive with your time and stop scrolling on Twitter. I got sucked into that. Now, I see where people talk about how you get sucked into Twitter. I got sucked into it for a little bit because I'm just trying to find relevant news from all around the world. And it's just not worth it. It wasn't worth it. I got some good information about the shooter. I do find it interesting that the manifesto is not being released. And I have a feeling that it's not being released because it's not going to look good for the left. And it's not going to look good for this presidency. So,
right. Well, I can't remember who it was on InfoWars, either yesterday or today. I don't know if it was a police chief. I don't know if it's a county sheriff. But one of those men has come out and said, we are going to release this. When? I don't know. But and I would be amiss if I didn't share this scripture with you, dear ones out there. It's Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. But at the same time, I'm not really big into prophecy. We talked about that. But I'm convinced we are in great tribulation. And these are the perilous days that the Lord and the various apostles and The prophets of old told us, we got a front row seat, and they got nothing to fear but the reverential awe and the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. I actually had this dude was a professing Christian. He was a morbidly obese, proud mocker is what he was. He asked me, "Do you read the Old Testament?" Like he was mocking me. I said, "Well, of course, it's the word of God." And he goes, "Well, do you fear God?" And he's got this evil smirk on his face. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. That guy, I showed him some scriptures. He had said something about, "Oh, I just wish my son would accept the Lord." Well, the Bible doesn't say anything about that. It's the Father makes his people accepted in the Beloved, which is the Lord Jesus. And I open up Psalm 110, verse 3, which says that the Lord makes his people willing in the day of his power. And then I opened up the book of John, chapter 1. It's like, I think chapter 1, verse maybe 11 through 13, that it's not of will, it's not of the flesh, but it's the Lord that saves his people. Well, that dude I was talking about, he stepped into eternity not believing on the true Lord Jesus. And it's not just violence, it's the spiritual deception is maddening. It makes me very angry and vindicta, righteous indignation. And Doug and I have talked about it. If you're not righteously indignant of what the heck is going on, transpiring, there's something screwball with your brain.
Yeah, I get accused every now and then of, I don't know, being a Debbie Downer. I'm not one of the funny guys who comes out on YouTube to entertain you and to make you laugh and to make you smile and all that. You know, there's plenty of other guys out there who do that, who do a much better job than I. I am very stoic. I am very serious. And that is just my approach to the world, more especially after, being sober and being sober minded. And the fact that I have knowledge from the experience that I've lived throughout this world, I see what's happening in scripture coming to life.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's a fool's errand to try and to say that the Bible's not relevant. I think it's a fool's errand for people who say, prophecy isn't being fulfilled. Obviously it is. Obviously a nation is rising against nation right now, and ethnos is rising against ethnos, kingdoms versus kingdoms. We got all different types of bad stuff happening all around the world. Yep. And one of the worst things that is happening right now is that the Christian man, who is no longer considered to be strong, proud, the head of his household, they've seemingly taken a seat back.
Yep.
And everything is starting to collapse because of that. I firmly believe that America is at the place and hour that we are now because we have taken away what should have been God's authority, and we gave it to Satan. We don't do what we're supposed to by the will of God anymore, and we do our own will. And that has obviously led us to our own downfall. And you and I were talking about Amos. So I wanted, brother, if you will, let's read Amos real quick. So Amos, let's start at chapter 5, verse 1, and we'll work down to Amos 27, 5:27.
Okay. Do you want to read or you want me to?
Oh, I'll read.
Okay.
All right. So seek the Lord and live right there off the bat. I got a stir in my spirit. Look, I know many of you out there, you suffer with a lot of different things. Okay. I suffer with the fact that I'm trying to keep grasp. I'm grasping the straws more or less of my own will at this point to just remain calm and not go outside and start screaming into the heavens, "God, why?" And right. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes I do. I'm not going to lie to you, because I see what's happening and I think of my children. And I think of my wife, I think of my family, my friends, of you, brother, and all of you brothers and sisters who are listening to us. You know, and I think about what we will have to go through, like the Christians who were persecuted in Rome. And I feel the Nero is coming. If not, he's already in the White House fiddling as Rome burns.
Oh, and let's not forget 605 years of the Spanish Inquisition. Some biblical historians think upwards of 100 million men, women, and children were insanely tortured. I don't even want to talk about what some of them went through and murdered. Please continue.
So seek the Lord and live. This is good advice for anybody. If anything, maybe that's what we'll title this today. Seek the Lord and live. Here's my plea to you. I just had a video that should be already out on YouTube and on Rumble. It'll probably get me kicked off of one of the two channels, but I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of having to skirt my words around sensitive people. I don't care about your feelings.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm not here to get, I don't get friendship pay. I'm going to say what needs to be said. And if you don't like it, find somebody else. Joel Osteen has always taken oncomers. But we are going to try to put the fear of God back into people. That doesn't mean we want to instill fear into people. What I want to do is I want you to wake up to the reality that's going on. There's a lot of good things going on, okay? But I can count, unfortunately, more bad than good right now. But what is good should be happening in your home. The good should be happening with your family, amongst you and your spouse and your children, your family, indeed, your friends. Don't worry about what's happening around this world. Stay attuned to it. Understand the signs and the times and the politics. You need to. But don't get so caught up into it that everything is left or right and there's no room for center. And, you know, if there's no, I'll say that again, if it's only left and there's only right, then there is no room for the center, because we won't come together. This great divide that's happened to us politically, racially, religiously, you know, I mean, people will get into absolute brawls over NFL football teams.
Ridiculous.
You know, we need to come together because our enemies, and brother, you know this, our enemies have came together. And they're watching us implode. They're watching us fight ourselves, kill ourselves. They're watching us persecute each other. They're watching a government persecuting its own people. We have a president right now who laughed at the fact that 3 9-year-old children in a Christian school were murdered.
Dear
by
Lord,
a psychopath.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah, he laughed about it. So let's get off that. Let's get back to this. Amos 5:1. Hear ye this word, which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. For thus saith the Lord God, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave but 100.
Wow.
And that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Israel. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. So let's Amen. Stop right there. That does not mean seek ye Donald Trump, and you shall live.
Exactly.
That does not mean seek ye your favorite football player, and you shall live. That doesn't mean seek ye your favorite movie star, and you shall live. No man can save himself. You cannot stop prophecy from being fulfilled.
Oh, can I interject real quick?
Go ahead.
It's not an accident that the middle verse of the old King James Bible, Psalm 118, verse 8, better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And dig this, Doug and friends, verse 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And I contend that you could say presidents, prime ministers, governors, etc.
Yeah, you know, when we start talking about these type of people, the first thing that pops into my head is principalities.
Oh, there you go.
Principalities and powers. Because look at the WEF, Klaus Schwab, and all these debased people, these would-be tyrants. None of them are here for our side anymore. None of them are trying to reach out an olive branch I have seen no de-escalation lately within war that's coming. Maybe that's because there won't be, and war must come. And if war must come, friends, you must be ready for that day. I'm not saying go buy a $1 million bunker and sell your house. I'm not telling you to forego car payments and mortgage payments and buy all the latest and greatest technological devices and food to store up. But you might want to have a little bit of something hidden in the pantry, because it seems like soon, very soon, the bottom is going to drop out on our economy. And I don't know what that's going to look like right there at the beginning, but I can tell you that if it persists and we can't dig ourselves out of the hole, I mean, who can save themselves from $30 to $40 trillion in debt? But if we can't dig ourselves out of the hole, then war will happen. That's the only way it's ever happened in the last 100, 150 years. When economies fail, war happens. We have to go and find money somewhere else. We got to make it somewhere else. We got to get the eyes off of the globalists, off of the big banks, off the dirty politicians. And you people all know this, the whole FTX thing. Everybody knows what's been going on lately. All of your money has been sent everywhere else except for to the actual widows and the orphans and the sick and the elderly. Nothing has been given to we the people, but they take and they take and they keep asking for more. And eventually the piggy bank runs dry and then they go to another piggy bank. Let me make a slight prediction. During World War II, around about that time, Great Depression time frame, they banned gold. They banned the ability to retain gold for yourself. I bet you it happens again. I bet you, just like how they want to come for your guns, they'll come for your gold and your silver and your platinum and palladium and, you know, all the stuff that you've been saving up and you've been buying because you know the dollar is eventually going to crash. They'll come for that as well. And then they'll come for the homes, and then they'll come for the land. And when they're not satisfied with that, then they'll come for you. History will show you that when kingdoms fall, everybody becomes affected, and even the princes to the paupers, no one is safe. So get back into the Word of God. That's the only place you're going to find relevance anymore.
Right. The prophets of old, it's like King Solomon said, there is no new thing under the sun. The weeping prophet, Jeremiah, most of the people mocked him. Only a remnant of God's people took heed. Jeremiah 6:17, the Lord is telling Jeremiah, and I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. And then you can read about in Ezekiel chapter 33, how the Lord will set up a watchman, and whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Anyway, this is deadly serious, what Doug is talking about in the scriptures. For what you laid out there, it not only does it line up historically, but the scriptures are, they all tell us about this. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to try and read this without getting emotional.
If you want me to read some, I'll be happy to.
No, the Lord will provide strength. We'll push on.
Go.
So Amos 5:5, but seek not Bethel, nor enter to Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood, and leave off righteousness in the earth. Boy, doesn't that sound like our Department of Justice and the FBI.
Oh, shameful, but true.
Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. The strengtheneth the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled shall come against the fortress. Boy, haven't we strengthened the spoiled in this country with all their feelings. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly.
For hey, can as I much, just,
go ahead.
Can
go
I,
ahead.
Okay, verse 10, that's very important, because there's only seemingly a handful of people that are rightfully dividing the word of the Lord and rebuking. It says in the scriptures, ye that love the Lord hate evil, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. That is taking place exponentially more than ever before. Go ahead, Doug.
All right. For as much, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye have not dwelled in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye have not drank of the wine. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Therefore, the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Billy, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, Lord, we need your wisdom. We need you to give us understanding. Please give us increasing and abounding love, faith, hope, knowledge, discernment, prudence, sagacity. Help us to walk circumspectly. Help us to make good use of the time as the days are evil. Put a watch over our mouth, O Lord, that we speak only of thy holiness, thy grace, thy mercy, thy love, thy precious blood, and your imputed righteousness. And help us, O Lord, to speak to the edification of our neighbors or those around us, and help us not to speak foolishly. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. This is one of the problems in America right now. No one is seeking good. People are seeking evil. Right now, I think it's tomorrow, April 1st. So I believe it was from the 29th through April 1st. We have this hashtag trans terrorism.
Heard about it.
I, for the life of me, I am giving up on this nation. I swear. So it is hashtag trans terrorism, a day of vengeance and firearms training. You know what,
gosh,
brother? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you people something. If we were to say, as Christians, we're going to have a day of vengeance and firearms training in Washington, D.C., like these people did for January 6th, for whatever reason, you know what would happen? The FBI would be kicking down my door. The FBI, if they're not already, would be tapping my phone lines and reading my text messages and my emails and yours as well, because we would all be on the same warning letter going out to the different agencies that we're the new domestic extremists. Hey, wasn't it the FBI who came out and said that they're going to be looking for the traditional Catholic extremist?
Yes.
Some ridiculousness like that. It used to be prestigious to be a part of federal law enforcement. It used to be prestigious to say I was a member of the FBI when I was growing up, and I knew members of the FBI when I was still in the military. I was like, man, those guys are in the FBI. You never see those guys. So when they come around, something bad must have really happened. And what a cool job that must be, right? But now, as I look at it, I just think, what a heinous position you have turned this into. You turned such a great thing, or what could have been, let me say it like that, what could have been a good thing. We probably have never really had control of it. Obviously, Hoover didn't do us any justice, But we've never really had control of the FBI or the CIA or the NSA or the DIA. And all these elements don't help we the people. They tell you every now and then that they've captured a terrorist. Most likely it was one that they groomed online for several months and then, you know, gave them a fake bomb and the ride to wherever it is that they needed to act out a terroristic act. How many times have that came out that the FBI foiled something that they've been, you know, watching this guy for months?
Shameful.
It's shameful. And one of the things that, you know, because I'm pro-law enforcement, and there's a lot of people, unfortunately, who do listen to me who are not pro-law enforcement because of various different reasons. And I understand that. I get that. But listen, my goal was always to polish the badge. I had a senior special agent who was my mentor, Ed, and Ed always taught me to polish the badge. Don't tarnish it. Don't look like a turd in your uniform. Don't be mean to people. Try to be empathetic to people and understanding. That's how you gain more popularity on the street. Because, hey, man, your street cred means something when you're a cop. And I always thought, you know, I wanted to be relatable. I wanted to help people. And I wanted to make a difference after I came out of the Marine Corps. I wanted to continue to serve my country and make a difference. And it's gotten to the point now to where I don't see much difference being made anymore with our law enforcement. And that's, I'm not talking about locals. I'm not talking about states or sheriff's departments. And there's a, you know, there's a few of you out there who are a serious problem. And, you know, it's up to we, the police, to police our own guys. And for the most part, that does happen. But we have a completely out of control law enforcement in this country who are persecuting people. They are no longer, I would say, trying to protect we the people. They're trying to protect an ideology, a cause, a benefactor, a George Soros, a Barack Obama, a WEF, Bill Gates, and all their ilk. They protect all these things that we call the New World Order now. And it's being led into the light. Steve Quayle said this to me probably 8 years ago, that eventually all these things that are being done are going to be drug out into the light, and the sins of the leaders will be exposed to its people, and then the sins of the people will be exposed to a righteous God. Tell me that's not happening. Tell me you don't see it. Tell me you don't feel it creeping around in the air.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like I said, it's the reason why social media and I are done. I was never a social media addict. I tried it for 2 weeks and no thanks. I'm done cutting the ties. So let's get back on to Amos 5:15. Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Do you see that same thing still being held today, that the Lord God would be gracious to this country or to only a remnant of people?
That word remnant in verse 15 is very, very important. I'll tell you who God's chief enemies are. They're not necessarily deep. Well, yeah, of course he hates these deep state characters and, but I'll tell you who's going to receive the greater condemnation in the lake of fire is going to be men that stand up behind a pulpit and lie about what we really are, fallen, deplorable, decadent, terrible sinners. And they lie about who the Lord Jesus is and what he has done.
Heaven forbid.
Oh, man. And they're everywhere. I would say, from all the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of sermons on sermonaudio.com, I would dare say only 1% is worth listening to that honors Christ and actually tells the truth about why and how we need him so very greatly. So, a remnant is a tiny amount of people. It's not that much. I cannot come up with a number for crying out loud. That only the Lord knows. But He's turning this country over to a reprobate mind. He's searing the hearts of hundreds of millions in America, searing their consciences as with a hot iron. And once the Lord does that, there's no salvation for those people. They've just gone over the deep end. My heart is very heavy. This is not fun to talk about this kind of stuff. I'll just say my heart is very heavy. And I think of what you said earlier about your little ones and for the innocent, for the elderly folks. It's going to be what does the scripture say? Psalm 9:17. The nation that forsakes God will be turned into hell. America is going to be hell on earth. And personally, I think America is going to get the worst. I just sense that in my spirit. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, so let's get on to 5:16. Amos 5:16. Therefore, the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord saith this, wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say on all the highways, alas, alas, and they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. And in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. What do you think that that refers to, the Lord passing through thee?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me see. Pass through thee. I'll look it up on Esword. Stand by, sir. Pass through thee. Because I'm sure it says something very interesting in the Hebrew.
Oh, yeah. While you're looking for it. So Billy actually led me on to this. I'm using Esword. Esword X. It's a free download, I believe. The one that I have is, I think, $10. But for the most part, it's a free download. It's a great way to look up scripture and to cross-reference things, obviously from King James. I read King James and ESV, my simple Marine Corps brain who still wants to eat crayons sometimes has a hard time trying to read the poeticness of King James. But, I think that, honestly, when you read King James versus ESV, you feel a little bit more, I guess you could say, power within the words. But the ESV to me helps to explain a lot better. But there is nothing more poetic, I believe, than the King James.
Though I agree.
Like I said, me and my wife, we like to use both. We reference both quite a bit.
Good.
So let's continue to go down while you're looking for that, brother. I'm gonna
found it. Go
on. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a huge definition for the Hebrew word pass, H5674 in the Strong's. I'll shoot a few of them. It says to cross over, to go beyond, convey over, escape, fail, perish, provoke to anger, put away, rage, raiser of taxes, remove, to be wrath. That's not good. So when the Lord passes over this country, it's just like you read a minute ago, there's gonna be wailing in the streets.
Yeah. I know that you're a bit of a history buff like I am. When you look at what's happening with other countries, these, the communist countries, especially during the Red Soviet era, the amount of people that were killed by the Soviets and also by the communist Chinese in 1935 is when they first started to take away firearms from people. And man, it wasn't within 10 years that they had rounded up 20 million plus and executed them.
Man. Hey, did I tell you on the last episode of Storm Warning that me and three other SEALs, we're in a Gebirgs- und Winterkampfschule, mountain winter warfare training center. And we had the weekend off, and we got a guided bus tour through the Armed Forces Morale, Welfare, and Recreation in Germany, and we visited Dachau. It was the smallest death camp and I hate to use the word only, but some 40,000 men, women, and children were put to death at that location. At the time, I did not know the Lord Jesus, but I knew as we went into this place, man, I can't describe what I was feeling in my heart and my mind. It was a hideous, hideous place, and it's going to happen again. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, Dachau. So when Dachau was the first concentration camp that Himmler had created.
I didn't know that.
And it was also considered to be the perfect concentration camp. And also, that is where the execution started to begin. And Dachau is also where the first experiments were. And then it went out to other places like Auschwitz, which became very famous. But man, some of the most heinous crimes committed by the Nazi Luftwaffe scientist, and that was the Nazi Air Corps scientists, happened in Dachau. And I've done some, it's in some of the earlier stuff. I've had a lot of people reach out to me asking about the 9-part Nazi Germany series. I am having to go back through, and I'm going to just take that entire thing, all 9 parts, cut out all the nonsense that you don't need to hear about me being pissed off and reading the news. And I'm going to combine it all into one big thing. So maybe, you know, like 2 or 3 hours long of a lecture, I guess you could say, on right. Nazi Germany. But when I was doing my research in Nazi Germany, there were times, because I reviewed the footage, I reviewed the evidence that was found by the Allies. I was looking at all the pictures. And my heart was so heavy and burdened. There were times, there were times I just had to get up and walk away.
Blutzed.
Yeah. I just had to get up and I had to walk away. And I always said that I wanted to go and travel to Dachau and to Auschwitz and to some of the other camps and just to see it for myself. And then a lot of times I say that I don't think I really want to go to these places.
I wouldn't want to go back to that place. It was, I can't even put into words what I experienced.
The horror and tragedy of our past, you would think, would be enough of a reminder for our politicians right now to not go down the path that they are, to not be so divided and so divisive. And for any of these politicians to look back into the past and say that demonic powers didn't influence World War I and World War II in Korea or Vietnam, to look back and to say that there is no God. They have not been where we've been. They have not seen what we have seen. They have not seen what people around the world have experienced. And yet they are in powers and positions that are leading us back into a Naziistic regime. History is repeating itself.
Yes, and sir.
I always called January 6th the Reichstag fire of America. I think I might have coined that accidentally. I don't care. Anybody out there use it? I do not care. But I believe it was. And it's being proven almost weekly now that it was a giant false flag setup. They set up thousands of people. And now the Biden administration, the Department of Justice, said that they are going to try and prosecute another 1,000 people who showed up. But while that happens, and hear me from as a person who worked on the border a little bit.
Well, still, buddy.
The amount of felons, murderers, Satanists, rapists, child molesters, human sex traffickers of children, women, and men going both north and south of the border that flow through that border weekly is astonishing. Ted Cruz recently had my old boss, Mayorkas, and I have so many things I want to say, but the Lord rebuke you, Mayorkas. That's I'll leave it at that.
I heard a section of that today. It utterly shameful.
It is. It is. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't go to the border. He never walked the border. He never patrolled it. And when those congressmen and women come down, you know what they get? They get an armed escort and some blacked out SUVs, and they get to drive down the sector where you would see us driving up and down the road. And they'll take a little tour for about 30 minutes, maybe an hour. And some of the politicians will stay all day. Some of the politicians won't even go to the border, but yet they will sit there and make legislation about it. And they live nowhere near the chaos. And I'll tell you right now that the people of Texas are being oppressed. They're being violated. They're being abused by what's happening on the border by their own government. Your own government. And I don't know why it can't happen, but I wish that my governor would do something about it. And when I say do something about it, I mean ignore the federal government and put up the wall. That goes for New Mexico. That goes for Arizona, you corrupt state. And also California, another one of the reprobate corrupt states. We have let in so many people into this country that, and it's a proposal that's out right now. Let me see if I can find it. There's a proposal right now to almost get rid of veterans' benefits. And where do you think it goes? Yep, I'm going to read it.
Oh my goodness.
I've had it for a couple weeks. A ranger buddy of mine have been deliberating back and forth on it. He called me all hot and bothered about it. So I'm going to read this to you, okay? Without my glasses as usual, so I'm going to squint. Under this option, the Veterans Affairs would means test all current and prospective recipients of VA disability compensation beginning in January 2024. After that date, veterans would receive full payments only if their gross household income in the prior calendar year was less than an inflation-indexed threshold of that year. Disability benefits would be phased out constant rate for veterans with income above the threshold. For every additional $2 of gross household income, disability compensation would decrease by $1. Under that phase-out, veterans whose gross household income was $170,000 or higher in calendar year 2023 and who would have received the average annual payment and no longer received the disability compensation from VA in calendar year 2024. There would be no adjustment in the income threshold for household size. The current eligibility requirements and benefits would not change for the surviving family members of a veteran or service member. So, okay, $170,000 gross, but that's for right now. The mere fact that they even said that they would consider it and put forth a bill to take away disability that guys like me and Billy and many other people out there have, I would say, done our due diligence in our service, and that is what we are owed. They want to take that away, but they will give your Social Security money to Ukrainians.
Gosh.
They will give your Social Security money to everyone coming across the border. Free household, free internet, free car, free phone, free college. They get assistance on buying groceceries, assistance on travel.
Man, I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, your government does not care about you anymore, veterans.
Oh, and you know what? The day or two before that wicked person shot up those children and teachers, if it actually happened, I'll interject real quick. Kate Daly is a really sharp investigative journalist, and she was on yesterday. I can dial into InfoWars, and before noon Eastern, you can they'll just loop the previous days. And Kate was she had some really serious, pointed questions about that so-called shooting. It's just super freaky. Maybe you might be able to listen to that somehow. Kate Daly, I think is her name. I forgot what the other topic was. What were we talking about?
Oh, well, we were just talking about the government taking all your money away and giving it to other people.
Yeah, that is, you know, it doesn't surprise me. It really does not. It's not right. We know that.
You know,
Something.
I don't care if Elon Musk, who's worth a hundred and what, $60 billion right now, was a veteran and was getting 100% disabled pay. He earned it. I don't care how much money the man made, he
Right,
earned
right,
it,
right,
right? And just to spit in the face of veterans, you know, and to still ask us to go and bleed and die for them. Not for we the people, because I don't think we the people want to be in any more wars. I would gladly put the uniform back on and go back to the border, or to go back after Antifa. I'd do it for free for Antifa. But I'll say this, they want, and like Zelensky was saying, they want American men and women to come to Ukraine to fight and die
I know
for
it.
Ukraine. Nope. No, thank you.
Man. On the dark side, there's a lot of quote unquote veterans who have scammed the system.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know there's we have a pestilent neighbor who's like God hating, God blaspheming. He is a racist. He hates folks with black or brown skin. And this guy claims his wife was MI5. He claims he was doing secret squirrel operations in East Germany before the wall came down. To some people, he says he's ex-Navy. To other people, it's ex-Air Force. I mean, everything that comes out of this person's mouth is a lie. And
Stolen valor.
I preached the gospel of our Lord Jesus to them, and well, I planted a seed, but it has to be the war, the Lord that brings it to fruition. I don't know if they'll ever. Anyway, he served. We found out that he served a whopping 17 months in the Navy, and no combat deployments. And at the time when he started the lawsuit against the VA, they were making $1 million a year, and this guy through years of dealing with the VA and paying high dollar lawyers, this guy now has 100% of VA service connected disability. That just makes me very angry.
Well, I got a lot of friends who Iraq, Afghan vets, and you know, everybody gets their bumps and bruises and injuries, and you know, a lot of the young guys that I didn't think about it, I'm sure you didn't, but while you're in, you don't think about any of that stuff. You don't go to BAS or medical and sick hall and say, "Hey, you know, doctor, I got a bobo right here. My elbow doesn't feel right anymore since the last time I flung myself under the ground doing buddy rushes." But you know, it's you don't think about it until you get a little bit older, and things in the old body don't start they start to fall apart and not work correctly. Mine has been my back, and it's such a pain in the neck to have a nagging back injury.
I
And
know it. I
man,
was,
there's
I don't know if I mentioned to you in the past, but I'm vaccine injured from taking that anthrax monkey pus, whatever it was.
Oh, God.
Permanent lower back nerve damage. I kid you not. That's what. That's why I warned dear preacher Wayne, his wife, brother Marcus, his wife. I pleaded with them: do not take these Jim Jones juice jabs. They're going to kill you. And beloved man of God, Preacher Wayne, well, they went ahead and got both shots, him and his wife. Guess how many times they've had COVID after the two shots, Doug? Three
Multiple.
times.
Yep. My old boss had I think he got COVID three times or four times,
Gosh.
and got both jabs and then a booster. And
Our local.
I just remember telling him, like, Mike, what are you thinking, man? Like, this is all fairy tale stuff.
A local fire. Oh, go ahead.
But
Well,
well, I'm just I was just going to say that all the doctors now are coming out with all the evidence, even the CDC is coming out now talking about how dangerous this vaccine was. And everything that we've just said about the medical stuff, everything has to be cut out and edited out of this video. So it'll be on Rumble, but it has to be cut out and edited out of this video because YouTube will strike me for it. Two of my strikes have came because we talked about the jab.
Oh, two of them. Sorry I brought it up.
Oh, no. Hey, you know what?
YouTube. Well, if you're going to delete it, but you're going to air the full thing on Rumble, you said?
Yeah, the full thing will be on Rumble. That 2-minute part won't be on YouTube.
Okay. Well, the local fire chief, Jim Brown, I've been preaching the Lord Jesus to him for possibly 10 years or more. And he received it, praise God. And anyway, I warned Chief Jim, do not take it. Well, he ended up taking two shots in order to keep his fire chief job. And son of a gun, he developed wicked fast-acting cancer in four places of his body. I saw him in hospice. He was still alive. Again, I preached Christ to him, and he was just joyful. He was a sponge. And a week later, bam, he's gone. He's with the master in paradise right now, along with my little cinnamon girl, Kelly Josephine. Kelly Jo, I called her. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, it's all these inoculations. And once again, it's strange that you have the censorship industrial complex that will not allow you to talk about facts. But yet, if you talk about anything that is a psychological behavior that makes you believe you're something that you're not, let's leave that at that.
Well, they encourage that.
Oh, they encourage it. They encourage everything demonic. Everything.
I know.
And that's why eventually the American Vindicta show won't be on the internet. I'll probably be on like ham radio. You know what I mean? Because you and I both know this. We eventually won't be allowed onto the world's communication systems because we talk about the truth, facts, and Jesus.
Right. Well, I can tell, maybe your listeners will appreciate this, but the good Lord has allowed me to praise him on shortwave world band radio. Okay. You guys already know that. But what I'm saying is for you, Doug, for anybody that wants to exalt the Lord Jesus and like warn people and talk about almost anything under the sun, put them somehow get a hold of me, and I can put you in comms with WWCR, their chief engineer, and you can basically do an hour broadcast commercial free for I think it's $100. My 15-minute broadcast is $40 a pop, but I can give the men or women information. I could dial them in within 20 minutes. It's so simple. You can use a smartphone if you want. Then there's a computer program, Doug, called Audacity. You can send people MP3 files on email. The information can still get out. Your point, I totally agree with. And that's what I told a whole bunch of preachers, considering you folks go to Proverbs chapter 1 and start about verse 20 and then read the rest of chapter 1 in Proverbs. There's coming a time when the Lord is going to, Jesus himself says, work while it is the day, for the time cometh when no man can work. So that's about to happen, Mr. Doug.
It does seem like that. You know, there was a, and I've told you about this before, but there was a period of time over the past 2 years that I kept feeling the stirring that God was leading me to, I don't know if you would call it ministry, but was leading me to start to preach the word of Jesus to the men in the ranks, to the guys down in the trenches where the dead men are. And I always had this funny feeling, this strange, I don't know, if calling or whatever it is that people want to call it, because I'm not big on announcing myself and putting labels upon myself, but I always had the stirring that I wanted to change my career into becoming a police chaplain.
Police chaplain, huh?
Yeah, I actually had had approached one of my supervisors about it, and I got laughed about it. It's like, we don't need stuff like that. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go read my Bible by myself then. And so I figured, you know what? I couldn't be it in my old professional job, so I'll just do it now. I didn't go to school. I didn't have the college degree that put chaplain up behind my name. I actually go ahead.
Hey man, look at John the Baptist. He didn't go to seminary.
Oh, I know.
Women are not allowed to preach to men, but women are allowed to comfort and preach Christ to other women. And there's something else I wanted to make mention of. I'm having a senior moment, Doug. Go ahead.
But I just always, once I started this, I realized that this was the time for me to be able to put the warrior priest and the warrior spirit combined into the warrior, all into one thing. And once again, I will say this, I think the word warrior is used way too much, and it's watered down the term and the phraseology, because now when you say warrior and you start to mention violence in the same place, there is two women on Rumble who commented on one of the last videos that me and Robert Griswold did, and said that the moment that we started talking about guns and violence, that they knew that we were in like a wrong spirit or whatever, and that they would not want us in their camp. They wouldn't want to see how we acted when times get really bad. And I'm sitting here in my mind going, if my knife hand could reach through the screen, lady, it would be in your face, because you have no idea what's coming. And you better want to have men who know how to use a little bit of violence every now and then, because nothing is going to tame the lion anymore. The days of, I believe, Daniel sitting in the lion's den, the lions, being friendly towards them, I think that day's over.
Man,
I think that day's over. Some of you better learn to embrace the possibility that you may have to apply violence eventually to another person to save yourself or someone else.
That's right.
Because for a lot of you pacifists, that ain't Christian.
Well, hey, I'm really sad to say the following, but I used to drive for the Amish people, and they're all very plain, and but some of their theology is dead wrong. I won't go into everything, but they're pacifists, and they will not, they can't even talk about it because it wounds their sinful pride. How about David? Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and maketh my fingers to fight. And in the next verse, it goes through my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer. And then in verse 2, it's in he in whom I trust. My point is, the Amish look at me when I open carry all the time, extra mags, pouches, yada, yada. And it's just very sad. There's too many people like that. I mean, even if their home was invaded and their wife was getting ravished, they would not lift up a finger.
God has a very, very bad place for cowards.
Man, Lord, strengthen us.
Hey,
bold as lions.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
I ask all the time that God puts the steel back into the spines of the warrior priest at home. But if the lion is going to remain lazy, then lionesses, you better learn to get hungry, and you better learn how to use your claws, because this new world is coming after your kids. The WEF said so. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, they want to legalize pedophilia in all countries, all states in America.
That's WEF?
The WEF. I actually posted it. It's one of the—
That's wickedness.
It's in one of the latest, earlier podcasts that I did, probably about a month or so ago. And I was so upset reading this. Once again, any father out there, put yourself into this mindset that when they say something, just assume that they're speaking right to you. Because this is what they want. They want to marry your children off. They want to, oh, by the way, do much worse things than that. You know, I mean, we don't have to go too far back into Old Testament to realize that people take advantage of parents to torture and sacrifice children.
Oh, dear Lord.
And it's still happening. It never went away. It just got renamed something else. But it
Susana Hernandez, maybe a year ago, she's outstanding, brave lioness of a woman. And I think she believes on the Lord Jesus. But anyway, she interviewed Klutz Gutenhundschatten. She interviewed I think it was Department of Homeland Security. And this guy, his face was blurred and his voice was altered. He said a year ago that in Texas alone, I think he used the term 35,000 children were being secreted out on night flights and given over to people in both foreign countries and around the continental United States, given the children to adults who don't even have to show identification. That's what that man said. He's a whistleblower. You know what? That's far, far worse than what's his name's private island.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? The Lord is, oh man, he is furious. The vengeance that he's going to send upon the wicked is going to be Hollywood science fiction couldn't put it all together. I mean, the perfect storm is coming, people.
You know why people are so addicted to watching these horror movies about the end of the world and the world, you know, being hit by asteroids and all this? You know why they love to watch it? Because they never have to feel the fire that's actually there. But the day that they get to see, they get to smell the bodies, they get to see the smoke, they get to see the decimation that happens to people.
Oh, man. In Revelation, it talks about hailstones weighing about a talent. And it depends like on which.
400 pounds?
No, it's something like 70, and some people claim it's 100. But I did some calculations. In fact, I think I have a photograph of it. I'll text you later. But let's just say 85 pounds. Coming in at 14,500 miles an hour. Dude, it's going to go off like a 2,000-pound laser-guided bomb, and it's going to be all over the place. The Lord doesn't give a number, but I wouldn't be surprised if trillions of those things are inbound.
Yeah, our tanks probably won't be able to hold up to that.
Negative.
Yeah, that's people don't understand. And for the life of me, all you have to do is just open up the Bible and read to actually comprehend what's going on. But some people, Billy, some people are so lackadaisical in their spirit, some people are so complacent in the world that they live in, that they believe the lies that they get told every day and every night about everything, and they never do their own due diligence. They don't do their own research, and there's tons of evidence out there to say differently from what the propagandist will tell you every day. But many of the propagandists are in your churches, and you call them pastors, many of them. And that's going to be the place that I don't want to be at, because worst judgment comes for them. Worst judgment comes for the church first.
Bad.
So let's finish Amos, and then we'll punch out here. Let justice roll down. Amos 5:18. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light.
Man.
As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vows. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have you offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Shun, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts.
Wow.
Prepare to meet thy God. Worst judgments are coming, and you can deny it all you want. You can live under a rock for as long as you want. You can go to these churches that accept and embrace the reprobates. You can go to these churches that teach a dead word. I won't do it anymore. I won't. I won't be a part of it anymore. I'm separating myself from this world, and that's not going to make me popular. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars and millions of subscribers like all these other guys that are on YouTube who are very entertaining and they're very fun to watch, because none of them are telling you what you need to hear, but they're filling your eyes and your ears with entertainment. And that's the most dangerous thing about it.
These clowns are a religious freak show. They're tickling people's ears. And scripture in Revelation, come out from among them, my people, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come out from among them. I'll tell you a personal story, but I do believe the Lord has a couple folks in mind that he does not want me to fellowship with. And on that note, oh, this is perfect timing. Let me pull up my cell phone. I'm going to show you a photograph, something I took a picture of. This is from Charles Spurgeon a couple hundred years ago. And he said, we should never form unions on earth with those from whom we should wish to be separated at the day of judgment. What do you think about that?
Do not be unequally yoked.
Bam.
Look, I know that this program is not going to be very popular for a lot of people. And I know that it doesn't tickle your ears and it doesn't make you dream of fantastical things. And that's fine. The people who care will listen and spread this. But for what I do and for what our dear Navy SEAL brother does, Billy, you know, if you can share the information that we put out, if you can help support us, we can keep doing this. And eventually this word will grow until the enemy stops it. But it won't stop there, because we'll continue to speak until the Lord takes us home. And that type of mission needs to be all of your missions. All of you need to be reading into the book. You know, currently my wife and I right now, we're studying a lot of spiritual warfare stuff with Russ Dizdar. And a lot of his books with the Black Awakening. And I'm actually considering just voice recording, reading the Black Awakening for people who don't have the time to read it or can't find it. I had a brother of mine recently reach out to me and said that he found one of the old books of the Black Awakening on eBay for $500.
My.
So, you know, I mean, I would like to do that service and try and record it so that people can actually hear it and listen to it. And we're actually going to, I think, break down the whole study guide that goes with it. But this is a mighty time right now to be a member of the body of Christ. It's a mighty time. It's a glorious time.
Yep.
You know, and this is all I'll say, and then I'll let Billy lead us out. You need to be embracing the Bible more than your phone and the evils of this world right now. You need to be getting your body into shape for whatever it is that's coming, because it is here already. If the banks start to fail, like they are supposedly going to be doing here soon. And I'm just like all of you. I don't know anything more than what most of you know. When they start to fail, the panic is going to hit the streets. So be observant of the times. And when that panic starts, don't go out to it, because I can only imagine the violence that will be happening across the country. Many people right now don't even want to talk about this.
Let me call you back.
They don't want to talk about this. They don't want to mention the actual violence that's coming to this country. Few do. And please make sure that you support those who are out there who are trying to push the good word of Jesus out to the masses. And do us all a favor. Pray for me. Pray for Billy. Pray for this country. Don't forget to pray for yourselves. And don't forget to train. Don't forget to prep. And once again, pray. Billy, will you lead us out?
Real quick, Nahum chapter 1 bears repeating. God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind, and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea, and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. Come quickly, thou mighty warrior king Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Have mercy. In wrath, remember mercy. O God, the Lord, hide us in the day of thine anger. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that you share this show. I don't know how long I'll be on YouTube, so we're going to continue to have our dear brother Billy come out every week, and we're going to give more storm warnings and hopefully wake up more people. But please like, share, subscribe, all that other good stuff that you're supposed to do. I don't say it ever because whatever, you know, that's just not me. But if you do share this show, it helps put the show back into the sequence of all the different videos that are rotating on Rumble and YouTube, and helps it to populate a little bit more. And who knows, maybe I might get a clam shell or two to be able to buy a hamburger every now and then. But all I got for you right now, thank you very much, everyone who's listened to us. May God be with you. May God be with us all. And stay frosty.
Donate to American Vindicta today.
You always got to slip that in. Hey, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Stay frosty. The enemy's out there.
God bless you. I love you all. Bye.
All stations, all call signs, prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.